Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kluszewski is thrown out after the base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bond. The throw from Carrion and he is out, Fox applying the tag. 2 outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox bunts towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. 1 out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kluszewski moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Kluszewski moves to third. Minoso moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Martin reaches second base with a double. Kluszewski scores. Minoso scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona throws the ball into Phillips, who relays the ball to Aspromonte, who tags Carrion trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Robinson scores. Martin moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Newcomb now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bond. Landis reaches second base with a double. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Landis trying to get to home. Aspromonte throws to Romano, who tags Landis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-1 in the game. Bond hits a line drive towards the mound. Pierce catches it and throws to first to double up Held. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newcomb fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrion strikes out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Held reaches second base with a double. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 2 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Held moves to third. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Bob Hale pinch hits for Don Newcomb. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Hale reaches second base with a double. Romano moves to third. Marty Keogh pinch runs for Bob Hale. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Frank Baumann now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-3 in the game. Bond hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Bobby Locke pinch runs for John Romano. Mike DeLaha's pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Turk Lown now pitching. Joe Morgan pinch hits for Mike DeJoe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to third. Locke moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Locke scores. Morgan moves to second. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson now catching. Frank Funk now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-4 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Power bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Held is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-4 in the game. Bond is walked intentionally. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields the ball and throws to Funk covering. Safe. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to home to get Fox. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Funk covering, for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Bond hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Held scores. Bond moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.